We're going to go back to the bottom of Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you're allowed to be taimed with leather, shlachin of hides, skin of an animal, and you're also allowed to be metalta them, they're not muksa. You're allowed to be metalta with gizet semer, it's not meisef hevel. But you're not allowed to be metalta the gizet sem and the muksa, and the Gemara discusses what to do to get the pot out. Be'ez Hashem will discuss the gizet sem more in subsequent shiurim. Now about the shlachin, the hides, so the Gemara has a discussion about a uman. Let's say the hides belong to an uman, so maybe he won't want to use it for anything. He's makbid not to use it because he wants to sell it. And the Gemara brings a machlekes about it, a whole discussion about it. In the end, it's a machlekes, the Tanakama and Rav Yosi. And the Gemara is mavur, that machlekes is dafka when it's avudim, when it's worked out, it's made into leather. Just a plain hide that's unprocessed is not nichlal on that, and that would not be muksam lekuli alma. So the din that hides aren't muksa, it doesn't matter if they're processed or unprocessed, but when they're processed, it's sad that a uman, his hide would be muksa, that leather. And here Taisus talks about it, and it's not mamish asugi for it, that legabe tumah it says that it has to be avudim in order to be makabel tumah. So what's the pshat legabe tumah? It's not a clean unless it's avudim, and legabe shabbos, it's already a clean even if it's not avudim. So Taisus says he is saying that any time al yidei yichud and machshava will be makabel tumah, then even without yichud and machshava, since it's roi for yichud and machshava, it won't be muksa. But there's a big shaila how this yisayid works and how far it goes. It's not mamish our sugya. Later in the Masechta we'll discuss it. Beis Hashem and kol akelim. But benegei the etzim din that the leather isn't muksa. Legabe uman we paskin the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that even a uman is not muksa. He's not makbid on it. And we paskin that bein balabayis bein uman, the shlachan are muksa. But Taisus asks Akasha that the Kama Gemara said in Mavur that the leather is muksa. The Gemara in Beit Daf Yud Aleph, which talks about what to do with the leather when you shecht an animal on Yom Tov, and the Gemara in Kol Kisvei, which discusses moving the leather, moving the hide of an animal that you shechted a carbon. So how do you shtim the two Gemaras? The Gemaras in Beya and in Shabbos Kufta Zayin that says that a hide is muksa, and this Mishnah which says that the shlachan are not muksa. So the two mahalchim, Rashi in Kol Kisvei, Rashi in Daf Kufta Zayin and Beis, says there's a difference between Ar Behem Megasin and Ar Behem Medaka. The Gemara that here says that Ar Behem that Ar is not muksa is Ar Behem Megasa, a large animal, a bull or a cow. Because that leather could be used for l'chazal mizgalei, you could use it to sit down on it. Hashem Kain, the Gemara that says that the ara is muksa, it's talking about the ara of a bein medaka, a small animal like a sheep or a goat, which the ara is not big enough to use practically, and that's why it's muksa. That's Rashi Shita. But Taisus doesn't hold that way. Bein etam is mechalik between if the ara is moist or the ar is dried. And as when you first take the ar off the animal, it's still moist. That's not really for anything. It has to dry out, even if it's not processed at all. But you got to give it some time to dry out, and then it becomes an ar yavesh, and then it's not muksa. So Taisus also discusses the Gemara in Kol Kisvei, which says it's in Daf Kuf Chaf, which says that you can take the ar gedi, the ar of a young goat, and spread it over a box so it shouldn't burn. If there's a fire, you could save the box, you could save the cabinet from burning by putting the Ar of Igdi on it. So Taisha says, according to Rashi, Ar Behema Daka is Muksa. Why would you be allowed to take the Ar of a Gedi and put it on the Teva, on the box, so it shouldn't burn? According to Meditam, it's good. It could be talking about an Ar Yavesh. An Ar Yavesh is not muksa. That Mrs. Rashi there says, it's Rashi Lishitasa, he says it's an arlach. The reason why he says it's an arlach is because Rashi holds that an aryavish won't help you too much. An aryavish is flammable, and won't protect the teva from the flames. It's only an erlach that's not flammable. According to Taisus, you're going to have to say or yavish also will be able to protect it. Hashtukel machlokes and metzias. But Taisus says that according to Rashi, you'll have to say that this or was talking about you a yichdan li yeshiva. Anytime you have a non-keli, we're going to see the Gemara on daf nunam and aleph, the dinam of how to make it into a keli. If you miachad it, according to the different amiram, kafi how you're supposed to be miachad it, it could become not muksa. So the ar doesn't mean stam an ar, it means an ar which happens not to be muksa, because you miachad it li yeshiva. Now this is all brought in Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Shin Ches, Sif Chaf Hei, it's brought the din that oireis, that shlachan are not muksa, and the Mechaber passes like Rabbein Atam. The Mechaber says an ar yavesh is not muksa, but an ar lach is. And the Ramah brings the Yesh Aymim like Rashi that says there's no chilip between an ar lach and an ar yavesh. An ar behema gasa is not muksa, and ar behema daka is. The Mishabura brings the Achra from the Eliyahu Rabbah that we pass like Rabbein Atam, that the chilip is not between gasa and daka, but the chilip between lach and yavesh. Now we mentioned the Mishnah that says you could be pyrus the Ar Gedi on the Teva to protect it from the fire, and Rashi would have to learn it's talking about Yichud Lekach, Taisus says. According to Rabbeinu Tam, he says it could be talking about Yavesh. And apparently Rabbeinu Tam holds that would also protect it from the fire. But according to Rashi, even Yavesh, if it's an Ar Behem Adaka, Gedi is Behem Adaka Bimuksa, so you have to say it was Yichud Lekach. There's actually one other Teretz. It's in the Taisus and Zvachim, which Rabbi Kivegin, the Gilyon HaShas, say Chinsu. Taisus and Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Gimel. That Taisus and Zvachim says that there's a special heter to metalto muksa in order to save something from a fire. But Mokam saved of a fire, and also maybe they were afraid if they're not makel, you might put out the fire. They were makel in regard to tilto muksa in order to save something from a fire. That's a chiddush. But really, it's also the Rishonim in the last parak of Misha Hikshech. The Rishonim brings such a heter that just like you're allowed to be over of a metaltal pachas medalat amis to save the money because you're afraid otherwise you might do mlacha deraisa, you're also allowed to be metaltal muksa. Like Misha Hikshech loy bederech, and you have a wallet, you're allowed to be metaltal muksa because you have some moment. And they say also about fire that you shouldn't come to be Ivan Issa Deraisa to put out the fire. This is brought in the Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Lamed Dalet about fire. Sif Beis brought the two days. If you're allowed to, it's a machlekes. Are you allowed to save muksa? Are you allowed to be Ivan Issa muksa to save something from a fire? So actually, now that's a third teretz, right? We had a teretz. Why? How could you be Paris the Urgandi on the Teva? Why isn't the Ur muksa? We have the teretz of Taisus that Ar Yavesh is not muksa even by Behema Daka. Rashi that holds Behema Daka, it is muksa, would have to say Yichdan Lekach. But now we have another Taisus in Taisus and Zvachim that you're allowed to move muksa in order to save something from the fire. Now there's another shmuz on the Taisus. One of the Rayas Taisus brings that Ar is muksa is because the Gemara in Beyah discusses what happens if you shecht an animal on Yom Tov. You know, in those days they didn't have any refrigerators. If you wanted to eat meat on Yom Tov, you would have to shech the animal on Yom Tov, at least in some cases. And the question is, so what do you do with the leather? What do you do with the hide of the animal? So there's a machlekes b'shamay and b'shilol, if you're allowed to take the hide and put it where people would step on it, because otherwise the hide will get ruined, it will rot, it will spoil, and it won't be able to be used. But if people step on it, so now it'll preserve it, and you'll be able to use it after Yom Tov. So you'll have to put the hide on the floor, like it should be like a carpet, like a mat, that people could step on it. Beshame says no, and Basil says yes, because if you would not be mad to them to go step on it, so then they wouldn't be able to shech, they wouldn't be able to meet on Yom Tov at you, seifa mishum tchilasan. So Taisus says, that'll be mashma if you already shechted at Erev Yom Tov, if you would not let it be metaltal it. So Rabbi Kivega explains, what's the pshat in this raya? L'chari, there's another problem, like Rashi there in Beya points out, when you put the ar lefnei adarsin, it's dami li'ibud. It's kind of like being ma'abid the ar, at least me the rabbanan. So that's a heter. You need that heter. It's only a tiru sevesh klasan to be matir, to put the ar lefnei adarsin, to have people step on the ar, which will cause it to be preserved. Where does Taisus see that there's a problem of muksa? So Rabbi Kvega explains, because Beshamin, it says it's Asur, it says Emagbi, and you can't even pick it up. It says you can't pick it up, so Beshamin holds you can't pick it up, and even Beis Hillel doesn't seem to argue in Hilchas Muksa, he holds it's Mutter, because they will matter these Yisurim, because of Saif Shem Tchilasa, but Vais Dais, if it will be Erev Yant, if you'd agree with both Yisurim Beshamin, say that you can't put the Earl of Ne'er Darsin Alts Ibud, and say that you can't pick it up Alts Muksa. Now Rabbi Kvega asks a Gevaldig Shaila. He asks, on Yom Tov, we really have another reason why it's Muksa. Even if an R is Roy for use, but L'chayr, there should be a Muksa of Neulad. We had earlier in the Gemara, on the Avchavtesim and Aleph, we had the issue of Neulad, that when something changes its Achan, it wasn't Muchan for this particular thing, Me'esmal, so it's not called its Muchan, even though it was Muchan for something else, but now it becomes a new thing, it wasn't Muchan Me'esmo. Like the Gemara discusses, Shivrei Kalim, it was a Kalim Me'esmo, it was Muchan, but now it's a Shivrei Kalim, it's Roy La'asaka. If you hold an Isser of Neuland, there's an Isser to Masik B'Shivrei Kalim. Al-Derech Zed says, if you crack nuts on Yom Tov, you can't use the klipim of the nuts for asaka, because it wasn't, before it wasn't Eichel, and now it's firewood, it changes Achana, that's an Isser of Neuland. And the same thing, Arine tomorrow. So, Me'el Effector B'Kivega, where did Taisus see from this Gemara that R is Muksa? Maybe the Isser Muksa B'Shamay was discussing was the Isser of Neiland. That the Pshanis originally was a behema, that's for food, and now that you shechted it, it became an R, now it's Chazul L'Mizgelei, fine, but that's Neiland. If it would be shechted Erev Yontif, you wouldn't have a problem of Neiland altogether. Now, the Gemara needed the Seifer Mishum Tchilasan for the din of Ibud. And in the Chinami, if you were to shecht an Erev Yant, if you can't put it in Nehadarsin, you can't put it with people stepping it because it would be a problem of Ibud. But Lagabi to be Metaltel, there, that would only be for shecht an Anyamtif. There, Beis Shammai says it's Asati Metaltel, not because Eireis are Muksa, because they're Muksa Machem is Gufa, because they're not a Kli, they're not Chazin Lamidi. But the reason why is because it's Neilad. So where does Taisus see that there's a haksav or a muksa of a chazul amidi, a muksa machmas guvai, when you could teach that gemara that the muksa is because it became an aron yantif and it's alts Neilad? So Rabbi Kvega says maybe you can learn that gemara, Taisus kashamin is going like the man the Amid, that Beshamay doesn't hold that the issue of Neilad. Beshamay holds that there is no issue of Neilad. Beshamay holds a Reb Shimon. So Behechrich, the Isseti Metalta, the Iris that Beshameh says, couldn't be Alts Neilad, it would have to be because the Iris Be'etzim are like Muksim Achmes Gufay. But he's not clear, he blives a Shtigl Tzarechin about it. The Emes is the Chazon Ish, it's Sim Mem Gimel Sifkan Chav Beis, he brings a Rayin from this thesis that Ur is not Neilad, it's the Gael Halacha L'Maisa. In a case, I guess, where the R is wouldn't be considered Muksa Machmas Gufay, like let's say I hold like Rashi that even R Lach is not Muksa as long as it's from a Behema Gasa. So you shechted the Behema Gasa on Yom Tov, according to Rashi, would be allowed to move the R. Because Behemis is we're Machma by Neilad. There's a Machlokes HaPeskim. If there's a din isa muksa, if we hold like a Yehuda, the muksa of Rabbi Yehuda, we hold that way by Yom Tov also. And by Neilad we machmer. So the Chazanish is saying that there's no isa Neilad by art. He doesn't explain exactly why. But he himself brings down the Magen Avram and Simon Tav Tzadik Tesif Kantes. He says, Klar, there is an isa of Neilad by art if you shecht an animal. And the Mishabru also says that. And Rabbi Kvega also was naming on that way. Another thing, Alacha Lamaisa Lagabi Iris. I want to just mention the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Shin Ches that says that Haintiga Iris, Haintiga times, even in his times, he says Iris are all Muksa. No one ever uses an Ar, even a processed Ar, Lemizge Elayu, the Iris that are not formed already into a Kli would certainly be Muksa. So only in the Gemara's time they used to use the Iris for different things, but now no one would ever do such a thing. So Avada would be Muksa. And now let's go right up. The Gemara then also mentioned the discussion that they had Rabbi Yonasan ben Achinoi, Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, and Rabbi Chanina bar Chama. besides for discussing the Shlach and Shaluman, they also discuss the Arbaam Malachas, the Avitz Malachas Arbaam Chaser Achas Keneged Mi. That the 40 minus 1 Malachas and Shabbos, where does that come from? One of them said it comes from the Mishkan, and the other one said it comes because it says Malacha Malachte Malachas Beterim, it says it 39 times. So the Rishonim all discuss the Pirush Ben Chananel. He has a kasha that really it says it 61 times. And he goes to a chesh, and which ones don't count? The three vayechulu don't count because it wasn't a malacha. Hashem did it b'mayim piv. At least that's how some Rishonim bring it down. And all the times it says malachas aveda doesn't count because that's not really malachas. That's by yom tiv. Malachas echel nefesh is not b'chlal. And he takes out a few more. And you can look in the Yithayin Ayim here, and also at the end of Erevin, and a lot of the Tefusim that got printed here, where it belongs, where he has a Mayim Abrechas HaCheshbin, where he's very bothered by Bnei Chananel. There's more times it says 65 times. He asks a lot of kashas on the different things. He says, you can answer them all, b'deichek, but he has a different Cheshbin. He brings a Tesis Yantif in on the mission of Abraham Chaser Achas with a different Cheshbin. But I'll call upon him. That's the Gemara, and the Gemara discusses about Vayavi Abaisa Lassus Malachdai and Vamalacha Isadayim, like you see. Now there's a Machlekes Rishonim, if the one that said that it was the 39 Malachas in the Torah, does he also learn from the Mishkan, or does he learn everything from the 39 Malachas? Taisus brings a Raya that since the Gemara said, Tanya command the Omak, Avaidis HaMishkan, because since it says, Echiyavi Amalacha Shekiyetsu Baisa B'Mishkan, that's a raya to the man the Yom of Mishkan. If everyone learns from Mishkan, the shayla is, do you also have the limud of 39 for as part of the limud? So what's the raya from the braisa? So Taisus holds that the one who said 39 malachas from the Torah, that it says 39 times malach in the Torah, does not learn from the Mishkan. But it's a bissel shver, like Taisus himself asks, how do they know which malachas to do? And even if they know that these in Svara are all the malachas, creative malachas that the Torah in Svara would answer, but how do they know which one's avos and which one's toldos? They could have 39 categories, but how do you know which one's the av and which one's the tolda? And the Ritva says, maybe misvara, that's what seems to be Taisus mahalach, that they figured out misvara, that there are 39 malachas that could be, and they figured out which ones are the main ones and which ones are the primary ones, the avos, and which ones are the secondary ones, the toldos. But Rishonim here, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Chiddushei Aran, others, they want to learn that, no, that the man, the Amman, that learns that from the 39 times it says the word Malach in the Torah, also holds it Avedis HaMishkan. So why do you need both? So the Kama Pshatim in the Rishonim, there's one Pshat, that if it wouldn't be for both, he held that you wouldn't be mitzamsim the malachas to only those that are in the Mishkan. He would say many more malachas. Or the pshat is, you wouldn't divide them into aveis and taldeis. You would just make them all aveis and have many, many more chiyuvei chatayis on the malachas. Now the 39 is mitzamsim to 39 exactly, and then we figure out that these 39 are all in the Mishkan. The man in the Mishkan says, well, even without any pasuk, we know we can only be mechayev on the Mishkan as avos. And the other man, the Amma, says, no, without that, we'd be mechayev on more malachas, even if they're not in the Mishkan, or even malachas that are not in the Mishkan would be avos, kamash mon, the only 39. Or there's a pshat a little bit the other way, the Chiddush Ritva, that the pshat is, we know all the malachas in the Mishkan, but we won't know to divide them into 39 separate categories. You have, let's say, Bayer, Zera, and Merakeid, that could really only be one malacha of taking out the Pseilus from the Eichel. It's only because in the Mishkan it was three, that's why it was three, like the Gemara says later in Klal Gadol. So in Mela, Enechin Ami, we know the malachas from the Mishkan, but how do we know there were 39? Maybe we'll consider it one big malacha. And that we learn out from the malacha, 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 shibbetayra. Or another pshat is, that ain't a chanam, we know all the malachas from the 39 times it says the word malacha. But once we know the 39 malachas, we want to figure out which one is the av and which one is the tolda. So that we look at the Mishkan to figure out which one is the av and which one is the tolda. Al-Kaponim, that's what the Rishonim say. And the Rishonim say that, what's pshat? Taiz asks the kasha, that how do we know from the Braisa of Eicha Yavim El Al How do we see from that brisa that he doesn't hold the 39 malachas if you need both? Because it should have brought both. That's what the Rishonim simply say. Now there's another interesting inyan, which is negayat to this Gemara, which is the brisa says, Heim zaru v'atem lo sizru. Heim katsu v'atem lo sizru. They did zriya and ktsira in the Mishkan. You should not do zriya and ktsira. And Rashi says, why they do Zriya and Ktsira? They did it for the Samamanim, Litzvaya Tcheles and Iris Elim, and also Trina and Lishi said they did for the Samamanim, and Eifa is also Bishul Samamanim. All the things they did, the Malachis have the whole Sidura, the Pas, Harisha, Zriya, Ktsira, Dash, Ma'amer, Zaira, Bayer, Teichen, Merakeid, Lash, and Eifa. They're all to make samamanim for the Mishkan, for the Tcheles, and for the Aris Elam Udam. But Digle Talon, the Psicha brings that in the Chedushim of Avraham ben Arambam, they're in the beginning of the Sefer Meisr Kech, and in the Chuvus Arambam, he brings a Chuvus of Haigayin that says, we were the 11 Malachas of Pas, they were done for the Tamid, for the Chavite Kayin Gadol, and for the Miluim, that's the things that they plowed and planted the wheat that they needed in the daily menachas that they had to bring. So the Igle Tal has come akashis under Rav Haigayin. Rav Haigayin seems to name on that the Avodas HaMishkan wasn't necessarily only the Asiyas HaMishkan, it was the Karbanas also. Rashi would seem to say that the Karbanas don't count. So first of all, the Gemara says that the what was in the Mishkan was Bishul, not Afiyah, because it was only Bishul Samamanim. But according to Rav Haigayin, that Afiyah as well. They baked the Lacham Apanim. There was Afiyah also. Why would the Gemara say there wasn't Afiyah, there was only Bishul Samamanim? Also, he brings from his son, Rav Shmuel, the Shem Yishmuel, that the Gemara says, Sheichem Yishamai Chayev. Where did they have Sheikhin in the Mishkan? Gemara says that it was for the Ayres Elam Adamim. If Karbanis count, so you have the Sheikh the Karbanis in the Mishkan. Hakarcha Karbanis don't count. Now the Igle Tal brings the Raya from the Yerushalmi like Rav Haigayin. He says, could be Rashi holds as a Machleik is Bavli in Yerushalmi. But he wanted a Tainer Rav Haigayin, he could shtim the Bavli with the Yerushalmi. And again, Rashi was saying that you needed these malachas for the Asiyas HaMishkan, for the Samanim, for the Tcheles, and if Haigayin says you need them for the Karbanis, and the plea is, if Karbanis count, so why did the Gemara have to find that Shechita was for the Ayres Elam Adam and Lechay the Shechita for the Karbanis, and why did the Gemara say that there was no Afi in the Mishkan, there was just Bishul, there was Bishul Samamanim, why wouldn't there be Afi as well? There was Afi of the Afiyas Lechem upon him. So Igle Tal says very gushmak. He says that we learn out the din of malachas from the Mishkan. Really, Rashi says in Chumash that the reason why it makes the malachas Mishkan next to Shabbos is to teach you that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to make the malachas of Mishkan. Ain binim Mishkan daicha Shabbos. So how do you learn that two things? Is the Hekish teaching you which malachas are aser on Shabbos, or is the Hekish teaching you that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos for the Mishkan? The Eke Hekesh is coming to tell you don't do the Mishkan on Shabbos. But now you find out from this Hekesh what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Whatever you need for the Mishkan, that's what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But the sight of what the Hekesh is telling you is not stam, look at what they did in the Mishkan and don't do that on Shabbos. The Hekesh is telling you, you can't do any of the Avodah that you're doing for the Mishkan, you can't do on Shabbos. So if Haigayin holds that who within the Karbanis were things that they were told to do for the Mishkan. But Shechita, you can't say you can't do it on Shabbos, because Shechita you have to do on Shabbos. They did the Shechita's Tamid on Shabbos, and the Shechita's Musaf. They were mechuyev to do that on Shabbos. Al-Karach, that's not what the Torah is telling you not to do on Shabbos, the Shechita of the Karban. And who within the Afiyah? The Afiyah of the Lechem Panim is the Eche Shabbos. You're supposed to be baking on Shabbos. So it can't be telling you don't do Afiyah on Shabbos with the Afiyah of Lechem Panim. That the Torah said to do on Shabbos. Akarchach, you have to say, means the Bishul Samamanim, which the Torah never said to do on Shabbos, and here the Torah is telling you not to. So Hu Adin, the Zriya and the Charisha, that already the Torah could be telling you even for the Karbanis not to do it on Shabbos. Because you don't have to do the Zriya and the Charisha and the Karbanis on Shabbos. You could do the Zriya and the Charisha on Karbanis, you do it during the week. So that's why you count Zriya and Charisha for the Karbanis, because that tak is also to do on Shabbos. But you can't count Shechita Lamashal or Afia, because that you're supposed to do on Shabbos. That's the Gevalde Gevart from Nigle Tal, from the Baal Avnei Nezer. Now he's tailored in the Yerushalmi because it says that someone does a saw ben b'minay ben b'smoylay ben b'techekay is chayev and b'nei because he's well ksefa is chayev because she came asa b'nei kos. That's what the Mishnah says in Daf Tzadik Beis. So Rashi learns that it means the masa b'nei kos is going particularly on the kosef on carrying on your shoulder. And the Minay Smoylei and Cheikai is because that's the Derech. And as I state in the Rambam Musso. But there's the Yerushalmi, and Rashi actually brings down the Yerushalmi, that says, Elazar HaKayin had Shemin Amor B'yamin, Keteris HaSam B'yismol, Minchas HaTamid. And the Keteris HaMim B'Cheikai, and the Chavitim B'Kasef. And that's in the Yerushalmi, he says, you learn out all these things Achayiv. So you see from the Yerushalmi clearly that it was bringing things for Karbonais, and that's included in the Melechus HaMishkan. So Rashi and the Rambam don't hold like the Bavli's Ag in the Yerushalmi, because the Bavli can say that doesn't bring in Karbanis. But the Rav Haigain is Miyash of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, like we said. So Me'el Ligle Tal also says a Gaval Negezach. Says, I have a Shaila. When it says they planted, or they plowed, did they actually plow and plan to get the Samamanim? Is that what it means? Or does it mean that since Samamanim are obtained normally through plowing and planting, even though Klai Yisrael didn't do that for the Mishkan, but that since that's what's necessary to do for the Samamanim, someone else did it. It was done earlier. They had Samamanim from years before. They bought Samamanim from the Tagari Akum, whatever it is. But it doesn't matter. That's what you need for Samamanim. That's why it's a Malacha. So then this is the Pnei Yeshua on Daf Ayin Hei, beginning of Daf Ayin Hei and Aleph, he names on, they didn't actually do the Charish and the Zriya themselves, they had it from before. They had it already, it was Matzim B'yadam, but because it's done on the Zriya and Charisha, that's why it's a Malacha. But he brings that the Ramban there, and Daf Ayin Dal, the Ramban says, Inche Santazach, the Ramban, Taisa says, where did they do Kaitesh in the Mishkan? Because Gemara has a Kasha, let it also say Kaitesh. So, Rabbeinu Tam says, he brings Rabbeinu Tam that says that they were kaitish sarim, they chopped up sarim in order to check the trelis. So the Ramban says they didn't check any trelis. Checking trelis is when you buy trelis. They made their own trelis. Zok the Ramban, you know, I know they made their own trelis. It says in the Mishnah, Hatzeveya. So you see from the Ramban, if it says Tzeveya in the Mishnah, Vaisis, they did it themselves. So who did in Chrish and Zriya, Vaisis, it had to be they did it themselves. But he says, Rabbeinu Tam, that says they were kaitish to Sa'irim to check the trailers, sounds like they didn't do it themselves. So, Mestamatz and Machlaikis Yishayim Zak, that is Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban is Mavur, that if it says that Sevei of Isis, they did the trailers themselves, and Rabbeinu Tam doesn't seem to hold that way. Isis, he holds, it's called the Malachas Sevei, since it was done on Yedei Tzviya, even though they didn't do the Tzviya. Yeah, then Mrs. the Menchas Chinuch talks about it in his Mesach HaShabbos on, with Malachas Charisha Aizvav. He asks the Kasha how they managed to plant in the Midbar. It's a Midbar, it can't be planted. He brings the Teis and Chumun that the Midbar, when they were there, you could plant in the Midbar. But he brings like the Pnei Yeshua. That's what he names on. But the Nishmas Adam and the Chai Adam, Nishmas Adam, in Klal Tes, Hilchas Shabbos Klal Tes, Eis Beis and Gimel, says it's Mavur in the Yerushalmi that they themselves did it. So Igle Tals is a Pasha Dezach. He says, the Vanitz Toli Habaha. If you're going to say that the Karbanis don't count, and it has to be things they did for the Mishkan, he says there's absolutely no way they were told about the Mishkan Marchus Yom Kippurim. They brought the Nedava 2 days later. There's no way they could have done the Charisha and the Zriya and everything that way that it should be ready in 2 days. It's impossible. Unless it was a Nes, but then Chazal should have told us about this tremendous Nes. Obviously, if you're going to learn like Rashi, like the Rambam, that Karbanis don't count. So it has to be the Charish and Zviya. It doesn't mean they did the Charish and the Zviya. It has to mean the Charish and the Zviya is a pshat. As long as it was done for the Aveda, That's called the Malacha on Shabbos. Hashegin of Haigayin, or any Rishayin that hold that the Kavanis do count, and the Avedis and Kavanis is, the Mishkan is also leaning out from the Avedis and Kavanis, so there you could say that they did the Chavisha and the Zviya for the Kavanis next year. And the first year they had to use wheat that they had in their hands, they didn't use it, they didn't do Chavisha and Zviya for right away. But for the next year they did Chavisha and Zviya. So then you could say like the Ramban that they did it right away. That's the shtickle from the Gleitau.